loyal American who loves this country, and especially those who have given their time to fight for this country, and especially those who gave their lives defending this country and what it stands for, they find it hard to believe that there are people living in this country, and I don't mean foreigners, I mean native-born Americans who actually hate the United States of America. They hate their own country. And whether they're willing to admit it or not, anyone who advocates changing this country into a socialist police state, and that's what a socialist state is, it's a police state. You can't force people to adhere to the socialist ideals without having some force behind it. It goes against human nature. You had only to listen to the words of this Reverend Wright that Obama was mixed up with to realize that these people actually exist among us that feel the way they do about this country. This includes not only the Reverend Wright and his ilk, but the Jane Fondas, the Michael Moores, and the Oliver Stones of the world. I'm talking about the Barack Obamas and the Hillary Clintons who run around talking about change. We've got to have change in this country. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty satisfied with this country. The freedom we have here exceeds that of any place in the world. Our standard of living for the greatest number of people is higher than any place in the world. We have the right of free property, freedom of choice in what we would do for a living. What is it they want to change? Well, I hope you will repudiate these so-called disciples of change of the type of the Hillary Clintons and the Barack Obamas and others of that ilk, who for some reason or other seem to flock to the Democratic Party. This is Buck Compton.